Robbo, how's your heart after all of that? What a nerve tingler at the end.
Well, we've lost a few of them, haven't we? We've had a few games go right to the wire and come out on the wrong side. So, look, we probably got ourselves in an incredible position to win the game comfortably, but made it a little bit hard for ourselves, and obviously Notts are not where they are in the league for nothing, and they came back strongly and put us under some pressure. But the captain stood firm and will be as cool-head in those situations and did the job that was needed.
That was a superb innings from Ed Joyce, wasn't it?
Well, all three of them up front played on a great wicket. It's the best wicket we've had. We played the same wicket against Holland. It's the best wicket we've had all season. And it shows, you know, the type of wickets that we like, our batters want to enjoy and play on. And, you know, they cashed in, didn't they, the top three. They did brilliantly and got ourselves into a position where you could afford a little wobble.
This is a bit like buses, isn't it? You don't get one for all season and then two come along in 3 days.
Yeah, look, there's areas we need to improve and we've got to keep working on. That's our goal. You know, some of our skill execution at times of the ball, we've got to get a little bit better. And then, and obviously in the middle there, we could have been a bit more selective to make that game safe. But you've got to enjoy the wins. We've had a tough month. The players have been very disappointing. They've been hurting. But they're determined to rebuild and put some smiles back on our supporters, because, you know, we've got a really loyal band of supporters and who are used to some success and probably can't understand what's been going on. And the one message to anybody who does want to listen and is this group of players are very together. There's some inexperience and naivety there at times, but we always felt this season we're at the beginning of something, not at the end of something, and there's going to be some bumps and scrapes on the way. But, you know, we're determined and sure that we're going to keep progressing in the right way. Especially if we keep playing like that.
Another terrific innings from Luke Wright, and Matt Machin has really put his hand up this year, hasn't he?
Look, you look for your big players to take the heat, and Luke Wright this game, and obviously Ed Joyce as well. And then you want your younger players to play the big support cast and to, as you say, to put their hands up and not be overawed. But you want your big players to step up and take the heat, and, you know, that's what they've done. And then Matt Machin, I mean, look, he's a real talent, and he's growing all the time. We think very highly of him. You know, he'll be playing at Edgbaston next week in the 4-day team. He deserves his chances, and sometimes when you're playing well and your stars shine, you've got to make sure you cash in as well, because it's a cruel game at times, and you've got to enjoy the good times because you never know what's around the corner.
Were you worried near the end?
You have to be, because we've been here before a few times this season, and as I say, you hope. We've done a lot of talking about what we want to do, and as I say, I'm stressing the importance of staying together and being tight and all those type of things, and the club deserves it, our supporters deserve it, and the players deserve to get over the line. And so I was worried, because I didn't want them to be let down again. I didn't want them to go home disappointed, and I know how hard it is to get over defeats. You know, they deserve to go home tonight and, you know, and sleep well and wake up without those regrets and if only.